Satyoga is the ultimate love affair with God. Each meditation is an act of love. Are you basking in God's love? Do you feel the bliss of God's supreme, powerful, loving presence? God's love lifts us out of Maya. God's love redeems us from the matrix, from the realm of fantasies, from the ego's delusions that create suffering. This supreme love purifies the consciousness. And by being absorbed into the sweetness of God's love, the ego is easily dissolved. The ego's self-love must be replaced with love for God. For God is the real self. But so long as there is love for the false self, one will not be able to generate real love for the real self. And so in order to reach the state of love union with God, there must be a relinquishment of one's enjoyment of one's story, the narratives of the ego, and the ego's fantasies of jouissance, as well as the ego's self-attacks and negativity. Because in love union with God, there is no negativity, there is no story. There is only the eternal luminous presence. In love union with God, there is no anxiety, no fear, no desire. And so you can measure where you are in relationship to your liberation by how much freedom you have from egoic emotions. But the real measure that counts is how much bliss are you receiving in the love union with God. That union can only be consummated in silence, because speech is a distraction. Thought takes one away from God into Maya. And once one feels the overwhelming presence of God within, one would not want to be distracted, not one iota from receiving the full empowerment that God is offering. God is releasing us from the matrix just in time to avoid the general collective suffering of the karmic accounts being settled on this planet. Yogis are those who have seen ahead and chosen to settle their accounts not through suffering, but through surrender. And through receiving absolution, receiving grace, receiving liberation through the act of love, through the act of dedicating one's life to the service of the Supreme Lord. But the highest service is silence. The silence in which all separation between the consciousness that one has identified as oneself and the Supreme Self are no longer at different vibrational frequencies, but one has abandoned the frequency of the human mind and the human level of intelligence and surrendered to God's intelligence and God's eternal presence that is transcendent of the hologram. And one comes to abide in the abode of God, the space in which God emanates directly the supreme energies that can be felt as bliss, but as light and as love and power, an infinite realm that pertains to the absolute self. Satyogis are invited into this realm, this Param Dhamma, the supreme abode of God, simply through attaining that vibrational frequency of infinite love. And this opens the third eye, the eye of Shiva, which perceives directly everything, everyone, as Shiva, the one self, manifested as multiplicity. But the oneness becomes visible, palpable, absolute, in that substratum that is the creative intelligence that has brought this world into manifestation, is transforming it, will dissolve it entirely and recreate a new world at God's pleasure, God's will. If we are in alignment with that will, everything flows smoothly. Everything works out optimally. But if we are not in alignment with that will and that love, then there will be interference patterns, resistances, glitches. And so we are being taught by God to lead an impeccable life that will bring us to the highest destination of the abode of God and liberation from all suffering, from illusion, from a world of matter into a world of light. And one will realize, and lo and behold, they are not two different worlds. They are the same world, but one seen through the two eyes of the body-mind, and the other seen through the third eye of Shiva. From which eye do you look at the creation? The love of God, the union with God, brings the realization that the self, once freed of all false self-identifications, is none other than the one Supreme Self. How seriously do you take the Mahavakya, Tatvamasi? You are that, not another that you should desire, not another to worship, not another to aspire to be, but yourself, yourself as you really are, here and now. Do you know yourself? Do you love your real self? Not the self that is fabricated through thought, a representation of the self, based upon the illusion of duality and the illusion of identity with the body. But do you know the self that is silence and presence itself, undefiled by the traumas of experience, unborn, deathless? A satyogi is one who vows never to forget the real self, never to fall into Maya, never to imagine one as a being in the world, but to always know that the world is within one's being, and it is only a dream, and that you are the dreamer of the dream. And the dream is only here to teach you what you have not yet learned about yourself. But the easiest way to learn about the self is to surrender to the self. Learn directly, not indirectly through errors and trials and suffering, but through the victory over Maya that brings relief from all weakness, from all negativity, from all human level emotions, and leaves one only with the supreme creative intelligence, the blissful love, the beauty of the self, the joy, the nobility. Why live a lower life when one can live the highest possible, spiritually royal life that is being offered? A life in which you overflow with power to help others heal and be free of their illusions, and especially their illusory suffering. But you must break free from all attachment. All attachment to name and form, to possessions, to fear of loss of money or security on the physical plane, or loss of enjoyment of sexuality or of the security desires or domination or prestige or any of the human level ambitions that are vanity only and based on fear and lack. May you rise above the mire of Maya and purify your soul of the ego, and then allow the soul to be completely reabsorbed into God's presence, so that nothing remains of any trace of separation, and the reality of Shiva functioning through his avatars, of which you are to be one, will enlighten the world with an energy field that will bring about miracles. Don't stop short and believe any doubts or any of the ego's resistance to dying into God's presence. Don't believe any thoughts that tell you you can't do it, or you're too weak or not ready, or you want some other experiences first. Don't believe those lies that would only enmesh you in Maya to an extent that would make it more difficult to achieve the blissful love and liberation that is offered. It is of the utmost importance that we now not waste a moment in Maya. Every moment, not just when formally sitting in meditation, but every moment of waking life, we must be in the remembrance of God, in inner union with God, in sahaja samadhi, and then sleep in the same samadhi, so that the turiyatita state is constant. And all traces of karma and sanskaras and illusion are completely evaporated forever. We must vow never to fall into the ego mind and never to entertain its thoughts, or falsely believe that they are the thoughts of the real self, and never leave the real self. That is the meaning of love. God's love is the only medicine that will cure the sickness that is the ego. But the medicine must be taken constantly, not just intermittently, until the healing is complete. And then no effort need be made, because God's presence will have been established here and now in the body, in the full consciousness, that has united the emptiness of the egoless consciousness with the supreme fullness of God's union. May we know the ultimate gift that this is and share it with all. But it must be attained in solitude and silence. It must be attained through the will to love God more than one's own mind, so that the mind will be silenced in order that God may be realized. May we have the courage and perseverance to never give up the quest of climbing the mountain of God until we reach Bhagavat Parvat, the summit of the Lord's presence. Never stop. Never fall. And when falling, get up again and keep climbing. Become invincible. This is the mark of a satyogi. You belong to God, you have a right to God. If your love is strong enough, you will be lifted by grace to the peak of supreme consciousness and liberated from all trouble. And only God will liberate you, not anything else, not money, not family, not sexual partners, not drugs. Nothing else can liberate you but God. Once you know that, you will not waste a moment. May you come to that realization and open your heart to the Supreme Self. And surrender mind, heart, soul, body, life entirely to Shiva. And receive the most priceless gift of liberation and supreme beingness.